Ariana Grande was born on June 26, 1993, to Joan Grande and Edward Butera. She's named after Princess Oriana from the movie Felix the Cat. Her half-brother, Frankie Grande, is a well-known producer in Hollywood. Her parents split up when she was 8 years old. From a young age, Ariana has had a passion for music. She sang the national anthem at a Florida Panthers hockey game at the age of 8. Now introducing vocal coach Mindy Brown. Oh, hello! Thank you so much for having me. Ariana Grande is no doubt extremely talented. She sang so confidently on national television at the age of 8. She had an incredible vocal range even at her age. Now her vocal range is so amazing. It's 4 octaves. An octave is when you sing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So Ariana Grande's range is 4 times that. So many people, when they start singing, they struggle to even sing 1 octave, but hers is so much more than that. Have you ever worked with Ariana Grande? I've worked with many singers, like the cast of High School Musical, to prepare them for their singing role. But I've also worked with Ariana to perfect her high notes in her new album. Her strong voice solidified her career from an early age. Oh, if you'll excuse me for a second, my friend is calling me. See you later. Wow, she's such a talented artist. Ariana then switched from singing to acting. Ariana moved into acting, but she still enjoyed singing. She acted in the hit show Victorious, where she played Cat Valentine. The show lasted for nearly 3 years. After the show ended, she got a spin-off show, Sam and Cat. She played redheaded Cat on the show. She had to dye her hair very often because Nickelodeon did not want brunettes on the show. This constant dyeing left her hair very damaged, inspiring the iconic high ponytail. Ariana Grande recorded her album, Yours Truly, over the course of 3 years. Her album was originally titled Daydreaming. Her album was number 1 in the United States on the Billboard Top 200. It also debuted top 10 in many other countries. She recorded a single, The Way, with Mac Miller in 2012. The two began dating in 2016. In 2016, Ariana released her album, Dangerous Woman. Her album was a huge hit and was nominated for many Grammys. She also partnered with MAC Cosmetics to release her nonprofit makeup collection. She also released a clothing line. As Ariana wrapped up her performance in the Manchester Arena in 2017, a suicide bombing caused many deaths and caused many other injuries. Many Ariana Grande fans are teenagers and children, so the brutal attack left many young people in the hospital. Children who had been separated from their parents cried out for help. ISIS later claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials called this the deadliest episode of terrorism in Britain since 2005. Ariana was in hysterics after the bombing. After the attack, Ariana organized her One Love Manchester concert. This was a concert where she, along with other artists, performed to raise money to help victims. Ariana experienced much anxiety before stepping on stage to perform again. After her emotional performance, she raised $23 million. Following the attack, the artist has suffered from PTSD and anxiety disorder. In 2018, Ariana released her album Sweetener. Her album was a huge hit. She also began dating comedian Pete Davidson. The couple got engaged after a few weeks of dating. Ariana released a song in her album dedicated to Pete. After the death of Ariana's ex-boyfriend, Mac Miller, the two broke up due to strain on their relationship. Ariana premiered her album, Thank You Next, by releasing a music video for her song, Thank You Next. When she released the full album in February 2019, the songs were extremely popular. Thank You Next was an album celebrating being single and loving yourself. She also started on her Sweetener World Tour in March 2019. Ariana is extremely talented and hardworking, and she deserves all the admiration she receives. Thank you all so much for joining us today.